Some King County officials want to reduce the county jail's role in immigration enforcement. County Council members Thursday introduced a measure that would limit when unauthorized immigrants could be held in jail. KUOW's Liz Jones has more.
Every year, hundreds of people booked into King County Jail automatically get handed over to immigration authorities. That's even if the person is not convicted of a crime and has no criminal record.
They're just sitting in the jail waiting for a federal official to come and pick them up in a day or two or three or four.
Or much longer. That's King County Councilmember Larry Gossett. He introduced legislation Thursday to change the guidelines for these immigration holds. Currently, when someone is booked into King County Jail, their fingerprints are automatically shared with federal authorities. If the person is suspected of being in the country illegally, immigration officials ask the jail to hold the individual. A recent University of Washington study found these holds cost the county nearly $2 million a year. Gossett's proposal would instruct the county to only honor holds for people who've already been convicted of a serious or violent crime. But if someone has a clean record and is only charged with something like a minor traffic offense, they'd be free to post bail and leave jail just like anyone else. Immigration officials say the jail holds are intended to catch and deport serious criminals, but federal data show the majority of holds are placed on non-serious offenders. Gossett expects the full council will take up the proposal sometime this summer. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.